You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Quentin Tarantino's latest film, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, was a big hit this summer. It tells the story of an actor and his stunt double, and it really shows how much stunt workers contribute to Hollywood success by jumping off buildings, lighting themselves on fire, crashing cars. But even despite a long one-man lobbying campaign, the Oscars have never had an award category for stunt work. Bilge Ibiri writes for Vulture, and he tried to find out why. Welcome, Bilge.
Hi, nice to be here.
So tell me about Jack Gill, the stuntman you profiled for this piece, and then this quest that he's been on to create an award for best stunt coordination.
Well, you know, Jack Gill is a veteran stuntman and stunt coordinator, and it was in 1991 when he was working on a film called A Stranger Among Us, which was directed by the great Sidney Lumet, the director of films like Prince of the City and Dog Day Afternoon and 12 Angry Men. And Sidney Lumet basically said, all right, we're going to get you in the Academy and we're going to make this happen. You know, that was 28 years ago, and it hasn't happened since, and Jack Gill tries every year. And also, you know, a number of other stunt people have tried as well. He's not the only one. And, you know, this is something that a lot of people are starting to feel very strongly about.
Well, it seems like the direction that movies have taken seems to argue for it all by itself, right? That movies involve more and more stunts even now than they ever have.
Absolutely. I mean, more and more Hollywood is reliant on big action films or, you know, space fantasies, adventures, things like that. And very often, these films require stunts. A lot of people will look at those and say, well, you know, they do it all with computers nowadays. That's not actually true. If you look at the end credits of these films, there are often more than hundreds of stunt people credited at the end of, you know, a film like Avengers Endgame. And also the visual effects people, many of them have said, we wouldn't be able to do what we do without having great real-life footage created by stunt actors and stunt coordinators.
So what's the argument against it? Why hasn't the Academy let it happen?
The Academy has never said this is why we're not giving you this category. But obviously, I'm sure there are lots of people who say, well, the show's too long, we're trying to make things shorter, why would we add a whole other category to it? Jack Gill's response to that has been, listen, we would be perfectly happy with an award given during the ceremony that happens before the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Although personally, I would prefer to see the category during the actual broadcast because obviously the clips would be great. And anyone who's ever interviewed stunt people can tell you they are very entertaining speakers.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and there's also this other, you know, concern, supposedly, they'll try and make the stunts more elaborate in an effort to win Oscars and, you know, people will get hurt and maybe even die. That is not a belief expressed by anybody actually in the stunt community because all of them understand that a stunt coordinator's number one job is safety. Like, that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that you argue in your piece is that this could come down to a bit of a class divide, right, in Hollywood when it comes to stunt workers and stars.
Yeah. It's almost kind of history. In the days when, you know, the movies, the silent films were westerns, they were slapstick comedies, they were, you know, adventure serials, the people that were being cast in those cases weren't being cast because they were really good looking or because they could emote, but because they knew how to fall off a horse without injuring themselves or shoot a gun convincingly. I mean, you know, even though they were instrumental in helping build the industry, were often seen as disposable. In the 1920s, they were dying by the dozens. And, you know, over the years, they've grown in power and prestige, but there is still, especially among some of the, you know, the older guard, there is the sense that stunts aren't an art or a science. Which is absurd. Anyone who's actually seen stunt people at work would tell you that it is actually both an art and a science.
Well, so the Academy did just elect a new president, David Rubin, last month. Do you think after working on this piece, we're any closer? Do you think we'll see an Oscar for stunt work at any point?
I hope so. You know, Jack Gill actually told me that he emailed my piece to the new president. So I don't know if he's read it or not. But this year, I think, because there's a film like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood out there where, you know, one of the key characters is a stunt double. Even, you know, Hobbs and Shaw, the new Fast and Furious movie that's directed by a former stunt coordinator. They have become mainstreamed in a way, and they're more vocal. And I think, you know, maybe the fact that the Academy itself is changing with a lot of newer members being brought in, that will help as well.
Bill Ghabiri is a writer and editor for New York Magazine and Vulture. Thanks so much for the time.
Thank you.